Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is going to be a little bit different than our usual broadcast because, you know, God is an awesome God. And he was speaking to me and he said, we get lost sometimes. Have you ever had something on your mind that you wanted to do, that you had an idea that you wanted to get done? And for some reason, you look back on your life and you say to yourself, man, maybe next time. Man, maybe next time. Man, this ain't the right time. And all, you make all kinds of excuses. Well, today, I want to talk about a couple of people that you might know. So before we get going any further, I want to thank everybody that's joining us from Zeno FM, from Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you might be seeing us from. I appreciate you coming by. I hope I'm trying to give you some kind of encouragement to let you know that it's all right now. We're going to make it through anyway. So today's title is Time and Opportunity. Now when he said this to me, he gave me a whole lot of stuff because he said, where much is given, much is required, and things like that. When he gave me all these different scriptures that was coming to my mind, he had me think about something. In the Bible, or even in life itself, you'll see a whole lot of people doing a whole lot of great things. But when you look back at them, any of them that are still around now would always tell you the same thing. It was about time and opportunity. They had to be in place for the time to come for them to take the opportunity that was presented to them. Let me show you how crazy it is and how wonderful and how right the word is. So here we go. So Moses never wanted to be to set the people free and all this stuff. But at a certain time, the opportunity arose. And he became the chosen. See, because many are called, few are chosen. He became one of the chosen. Sadie Tanner Moselle Alexander. She was a writer. She was a native Philadelphian. Alexander was the first black woman who received a PhD in economics in the United States. Time and opportunity. Richard Allen was a minister, educator, and a writer. He also was a Philadelphian. He founded the African Methodist Episcopal Church, the first independent black denomination in the United States. Time and opportunity. Maya Angelou, we know her to be a poet, but she was much more. She was a singer and a rights activist. Time and opportunity. Dick Eastman wrote, the degree in which prayer is mobilized is the degree to which the world will be evangelized. Understand something. Your life is on a specific direction, a specific trajectory. God has certain things put in place for you. He has certain opportunities and windows going to open to you along the road. Now, don't get it wrong. You might have some tribulations. You might have some trials. You may have some situations and misunderstandings, but they're part of the journey. See, the thing is this, is when your opportunity arises, you have to take that opportunity. See, God is a God of change. God is a God of revival. God is a God of renewing. See, you may have gone way off course, but God will give you the opportunity to get back on track. It's going to take some time for you to turn everything around, but the opportunity is going to be there. You want to make be a great person in the world. You want to do great things in the world. You want to make great changes in the world. The opportunity is going to present itself. You just have to be in position when the opportunity comes along. See, See, it's time and opportunity. See, in time, we go through things. In time, we work out things. In time, we deal with things. People call it gaining wisdom. But see, the best teacher in the world is experience. See, can't nobody tell you what it's like to go through drug abuse if they've never been through it. They can tell you what they heard. They can give you psychological analysis of what it might be like. But until you've actually gone through a drug abuse, you really don't know what it's like to have to be addicted to a drug and you don't have the power to fight it. And when I mean the drug, I mean alcohol, marijuana, any drug, any substance that you're addicted to. So when you see those meetings that they have, the drug, alcohol, anonymous, and stuff like that, they're people that overcame that addiction and talking to the people that are still in it, that are trying to overcome it. See, you don't know what it's like or what will provoke you to go become a prostitute unless it came to you and you got to your last thing. You had nothing left, no way to make ends meet. Your kid's hungry, and the only thing you could think is, I got to go do this to take care of my family. See, you'll never know what it's like to be a drug dealer till you're in a position where you are put in that position that you had to be a drug dealer. See, coming from those places and those things, I look back and I say to myself, God, how did I go wrong so wrong? How did I get so messed up? How did things get to that point? And today he's saying to some of us today that it was this time and at those times preparing you for the opportunity that you would have to get out. See, God is giving you the opportunity to move from your present place, to get out of that present state, to change from what people know you as to what you want to become. Time and opportunity. If you look at musicians and pastors and anybody that's doing something great in the world or trying to make a change in their lives or in the world today, time opportunity. You know, all those prophets and singers and everything that you look up to, the people that are doing the things that you want to do, find out, look in their biology, email them, text them. Most of them got Instagrams or something. Ask them, did you know this is what you was going to do? And now, some of them would say they had no choice. It was either they was going to do this or they was going to do nothing. It was going to be over. So they put all they had into doing something they was doing. But they still had to take time and wait for the opportunity before they could move into their chosen field. The people I just talked to, that I just read part of their biographies to you, a lot of us didn't even know who they are, didn't even know what they did. But we know Malcolm. We know that he was locked up and in prison, he found religion. See, people didn't understand that his name was Malcolm Little. He was the son of a Baptist preacher. But when he got locked up, none of the deacons or ministers from the Baptist ministry came to visit with him, came to talk to him, came to change his mind. But the Islamic faith came to him, saw what he had inside of him, and said, we can harness that. And now his name is in the historical books for what he did and how he tried to change things. Martin Luther King was a minister, a Baptist minister. And he wasn't planning on leading a movement, change in the face of this world. But time came, he was chosen by God. And he took the opportunity to help somebody else. See, so many people think that it happened, like they planned that it was meant to happen, but it really wasn't. It was really time and opportunity. See, I'm here today to tell you that this is your time, and God is giving you this opportunity to make change in your life. See, what you got to see is that we just come through 2 years of turmoil. 2 years of fear and frustration, 2 years of living under a plague. Like this decade has never seen before. See, it wasn't just COVID. Before that, we had the opioid issues. We've always had some type of drugs. We've always had gun violence, which escalated. We're in a place that God is saying it's time for change. And he's giving you the opportunity to be that one, to step into that change. You say it to yourself, but man, I don't want it. That's just fear. But Psalms 9:9 says, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in the times of trouble. You ain't got to fear the world because God got you. You ain't got to worry about who's doing this and who's doing that. All you got to do is step out on faith and believe that God's going to make the change. See, the Bible tells us that some sow and some water, but God gives the increase. That tells me that when it's your time to sow, then you sow. And people always equate sowing with money. No, you may have to sow time, effort, emotional support. You can even sow a simple smile or a simple scripture. And then you have to, might be the time for you to order. So someone is on the edge of walking with Christ or on the edge of changing their life for the better. You might have to be that person to come by and say, well, you know what? Why don't you give it a try? It can't be any worse than where you are now. Those small words could help somebody change your whole life. What I'm trying to say to you today is that being great is not, people don't plan to be great. And usually, even in their plans usually don't go the way they think they're going to go. Opportunity allows you to be great. You know, when I think about T.D. Jakes, I think about how he started. He started in a little storefront church, and he talks about his biography, and someone showed a 7-second clip of him, TV or on the internet, and from that 7-second clip, he blew up to who he is today. Time and opportunity. Understand, your mother met your father. they came from different sides of the track. They didn't even know who they were. But they was in the same place at the same time. And the opportunity arose. God planned it. You weren't a mistake. Time and opportunity. Listen to me. And I want to say this is plain. You have gone through months, years, days, hours of struggle. But I want to tell you today that this is your time and to take this opportunity to start into your new life. It's in you already. He's already put it in you. You know what it is. All he's waiting for you to do is choose it. The Bible says, choose you this day whom you going to serve. Who are you going to serve? See, you got to understand that you can serve God or you can serve man. You can serve somebody. This is your opportunity to choose right. You know, I tell everybody, and I talk, when I talk to my wife, when I talk to people, and she's, everything you do is going to cost something. You ain't doing nothing. You ain't getting nothing free. Okay? People tell you, God is free. Nope. You got to make sacrifices. You got to make choices. You got to make decisions. That's something you got to do in order to follow Christ correctly. You can't keep going out here sleeping with everybody and drinking and smoking and doing all the things you've been doing all your life. You can't do all that and think you're going to have God. Or you think you're going to have God righteous because you're wrong. It takes a lot of stuff to get what you want in this life. The first thing you got to do is choose. This is your time. This is your opportunity. If you look around the world today, you see there's so much going on. There's so many things happening. But opportunity is oh, my God, there's so much opportunity out here today for young and old. Blind, and you don't even have to be, you don't even have to have a talent. I go online some days, and I see people just living their everyday life and recording it or posting it, and people follow them. And businesses want to pay them to advertise on their post. So it's not like you have to have a special talent. It's better if you have a special talent, but you don't have to have a special talent. All you got to do is take the opportunity. Today's poem, ironically, Opportunity, is by Burton Bradley. Burton Bradley. His poem is Opportunity. With doubt and dismay, you are smitten. You think there's no chance for you, son. Why the best books haven't been written? The best rest hasn't been run. The best score hasn't been made yet. The best song hasn't been sung. The best tune hasn't been played yet. Cheer up, for the world is young. No chance. Why the world is just eager for things that you ought to create. In its store of true wealth is still meager. It needs are incessantly great. It yearns for more power and beauty, more laughter, more love and romance, more loyalty, labor and duty. No chance, why there's nothing but chance. For the best verse hasn't been rhymed yet. The best house hasn't been planned. The highest peak hasn't been climbed yet. The mightiest rivers aren't spanned. Don't worry and fret. Faint-hearted, the chances have just begun. But the best jobs haven't been started. The best work hasn't been done. Understand that this is your opportunity. Your opportunity to make change and difference. You've done a lot in your life. You worked hard in your life. But today is your chance to do something special for the world. This moment before you walk out today and let God know, God, it's something I'm meant to do. Show me what it is I'm meant to do. Show me where I'm supposed to go. Show me who I'm supposed to minister to. Show me how I'm supposed to change. And when you walk out that door, start that move. Make that change. Turn it around. This is your time. This is your opportunity. I'm your host, AJC. I hope somebody got something out of this today. I hope you go into your weekend with a smile, a joy, a fervence about what's to come. Because God isn't through with you yet. This is your time. This is your opportunity. You know, I tell people all the time, man, when I retire, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But God said you can do it right now. Don't wait till you retire. Do it now. Start it now. Don't wait till you get enough money. Start it now. Don't wait till your kids get grown. Start it now. Don't wait till you lose weight. Start it now. I'm your host, AJC. Like always, wherever you go, take God with you. I love you. See you.